Jared Skorup, who is with the Michigan Center for Public Policy. Jared, how are you?
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Yesterday, I read a story you wrote titled Select Tax Breaks for State Renaissance Zone Program Returns Only One-Fifth of the Predicted Jobs. Tell us about this story.
So the state has Renaissance Zones, which are they're zones and they're kind of issued through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and they've had these for 15 years or so, and they are areas where the businesses that locate there pay basically no state or local taxes. And the idea is that by giving these select abatements, these companies will create jobs. And the program's kind of been expanded over the years. Originally, you know, it might have been something like agriculture. Now a lot of them that are getting handed out are strategic funds and then also specifically renewable energy. So for a lot of these green companies that we read about.
Jarrett, when we talk about these zones, how many are there? How many companies are involved? And how much money in tax breaks are we talking about?
The latest report was that there was seven companies or so, and they handed out they're expected to generate $800 million in private investment and create over 1,000 jobs. They ended up getting about $260 million in investment and created 220 jobs. So they got about a fifth of the predicted jobs and about a third of the investment that the companies that the MEDC said a couple years ago that they were going to generate.
What do those numbers say about Renaissance Zones? Is it worth it for the state to miss out on those tax dollars?
Well, I mean, principally, we'd be against this just because it's government picking winners and losers, picking select companies that they want to give these breaks to. But the bigger problem for me is we always see these news articles talking about that they're going to create this many hundreds of jobs or thousands of jobs and get this much investment, and they never do. I've been doing work here with our intern, Matt Needham, for this whole summer just looking at all the predictions that the MEDC has made over the last couple of years, and they're almost never right. And they use them to sell these programs to taxpayers, telling them that they're going to do all this great work, and it almost never happens.
So what do you think our response to be? If it doesn't work, should we find another way to make them work or just make these folks pay taxes?
Yeah, I would say that no company should get select favors from bureaucrats and politicians. That's just not a good way to run an economy. And if you really want to create job growth in the state, everyone should be on the same playing field, and they should have to pay the same tax rate and lower the tax rate for everyone instead of giving tax breaks to select groups and companies.
There are some companies that you write about, like Dow Chemical and Frontier Renewable Resources, which have not reported a single job as a result of receiving these tax breaks.
Yeah, some of the companies, for whatever reason, we weren't able to get a hold of them, but they had promised a certain amount of jobs if they got a tax break for some area where they were probably going to put a building up or something. And they didn't create any jobs, whether that's because construction got delayed or whether it's because, you know, some of these were green initiatives, so they were getting federal money that they thought they were going to create jobs with, and that ended up not being the case.
Jared, is this a situation where there are holes in the way these folks can get money and they just go for it and do it? Are they blatantly just taking advantage of the system?
Well, there's clearly not a lot of enough oversight. But some of the problem is that depending on who the governor is and who controls the legislature, there's a different focus. So under Governor Granholm, there's a lot of money put into these renewable energy categories. Well, once the federal money started drying up for that, they couldn't keep the promises that they made because they're not getting the amount of money that they thought they were getting. So the problem is companies are unsure. They don't know what areas are going to be focused on, whether it's a Republican or Democrat in charge. And the worst thing for businesses a lot of time is uncertainty. So, you know, the greatest certainty you can do is to eliminate these select tax breaks and just have a low rate for everybody.
Jared, there seems to have been a lot of challenges with green companies, not only in this state, but throughout the country, failing after getting money from either state or the feds.
Yeah, well, that's right. And and your viewers, if they want to read about a lot of those, they can go to Michigan Capital Confidential, and we've done a whole series just looking at these things. And I mean, there's been a few successes here and there, but overall, it's an area with huge amount of uncertainty, and the market is very new, and so you're getting a lot of mistakes being made, especially in the green energy.
Jared, what can be done to clean this up, and do you believe it will be cleaned up?
To its credit, the Snyder administration has rolled back the MEDC to some extent, but the best thing, in my opinion, would be to just eliminate the MEDC altogether. I mean, it's something that the left and the right should both agree on, whether you're Tea Party or Occupy. Select tax breaks for corporations is not a good way to grow the economy, and frankly, it's not fair. Why should big corporations that are able to lobby be able to get select tax breaks while small businesses are never able to?
All right, Jared Skorup is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jared, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.